I gotta give them to it one more time, man.
Way down in the jungle deep.
So yeah, this is, you know, we've been playing around with this music, man. Hey, I wanted us to have something fun for the intro, you know.
Well, you can't get any funner than Dolomite. I'm waiting to see Dolomite walk. I'm waiting to see my boy Jerome and Rome.
Jerome and
Rome walking out. Yeah, watch your mouth. Player from the deep south.
Exactly, man. Oh man, so you had your pumpkin spice today, right?
Had my pumpkin spice, man. You know, I'm you know we stay hype.
That's what's up, man.
Best time of the year, people. Best time of the year.
Hey, so today, man, I wanted to we just got off Facebook Live. We started talking about Fix It and Flip It's and why they fail. So you know.
Mm-hmm. What a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. So wanted to learn more about that, man. A little accident there.
Studio mishap.
Yeah. So wanted to talk about buy it and rent it versus fix it and flip it, man. So we get a lot of people out here talking about wholesaling, fixing and flipping. Then you hear these, I tried real estate and it didn't work out for me. And the next thing they're saying is, yeah, I tried to do a fix and flip and, you know, it didn't really work out. So why do you choose to go with more of a buy it, rent it strategy versus a fix it and flip it, man?
I mean, and again, you know, I'll readdress it. For me, you know, I really can't articulate the, you know, on behalf of the fix and flips and wholesale because I've never done it. I moved right into the multifamily.
Right.
And because, I mean, for one, fixing and flipping is not real estate investing. Wholesaling is not real estate investing. You know, what I was taught, real estate investing is creating passive income for yourself.
Okay.
Being able to benefit from tax deferrals, cash flows, the periodic pay down of debt, the ability to take the project from point A to point B, value add strategy, and refinance. Pay off investors, you know, use that cash to deploy into another asset, being able to benefit from the critical mass, the velocity of money.
Yep.
And again, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but, you know, understanding how to really build wealth. Flipping and wholesaling, those are strategies that are not creating passive income. You don't necessarily own the building. You're not generating passive income. You know, you're a project manager. When the project is done and completed, no matter how good you are, whether you're the contractor, whether you're managing the contractors, when the project is done, everybody should reap their benefits or their right. spoils. But guess what? Now you got to ramp up that engine again, and you got to start back from where? Scratch.
From scratch.
So you're not really creating passive income, and it's harder and harder, unless you got your own TV show like HGTV. It's harder and harder to find these deals because now everyone is competing for these opportunities. Why? Because everyone can. The barrier to entry is very low. So the competition is much higher at that with that product type. And again, I'm reluctant to call it real estate investing. So, you know, to even segment and say in that part of real investing,
right?
I look at investing in real estate in either retail, multifamily,
okay.
You know, office space.
Yep.
Storage, self-storage.
Okay.
You know, these are commercial real estate, you know, CRE investment opportunities that I look at as I categorize.
Right, right.
But I would never categorize flipping or wholesaling as real estate. I'll categorize wholesaling as a marketing
right.
Business that caters to real estate as its product.
Okay.
Or its service. I would look at flipping as project management, you know, mm-hmm. Subcontracting out, you know, your project management skills,
right,
to be able to benefit from, you know, from a temporary income stream,
right.
Basically, you're a subcontractor for hire, as a project manager, as a flipper. You're not necessarily, you know, it involves aspects of real estate because you might use the MLS, you might use a realtor to sell, the home or the product. But again, you know, you're utilizing the services of real estate. It's not really real estate investing.
Got it.
Can't call yourself an investor when you're not creating passive income.
So why not, you know, invest in things like stocks in that case as well? Like, why not invest in stocks versus real estate?
I mean, you can.
Right.
Now, if you're asking me now, choice, and why not Brian?
Right.
It's because I don't control the stock.
Okay.
So if you ask me to invest in, you know, Starbucks, Microsoft, or you know, IBM, whatever. You ask me to invest in Wall Street and S&P 5, you know, I have no control over that.
Right.
You know, but Park Plaza Investments, multifamily, I have control as a general partner. I have for the most part a lot of control over that asset. I've evaluated the asset. I've evaluated the market conditions. I forecasted headwinds. I'm able to go into the property next day, make improvements, increase net operating income, mm-hmm. you know, increase bottom lines, train staff. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of controls that, you know, stocks don't really, you know, they don't offer. It's not don't really offer. They don't offer, right, period, right. Unless you're the chairman of the board. How many chairman of boards do we have, you know?
That makes sense, man. So what would you say are some of the huge benefits of actually being a property owner versus, you know, so once again, we fix and flips. Stocks, you don't control the assets. You're not necessarily a real estate investor when you're fixing and flipping. Where does the benefit come in from, you know, starting to own rental real estate?
Well, that you know, again, a lot of that is self-explanatory, but it comes from the cash flows.
Correct.
Creating passive income from yourself, the ability to also benefit from the tax deferrals that are is equally attractive.
Okay.
The benefit of periodic debt pay down.
Right.
So you're actually, you know, owning the property with no debt, or the ability to refi, the ability to benefit from the appreciation of the assets.
Right.
So those are just straight line depreciation abilities through, you know, various different tax strategies. These are just to name a few.
Yeah.
But the real question, I'm sure the listeners are really, you know, wanting us to get, because, I mean, you can Google this information. This is not anything any different. You can Google the topic and you'll see it. But how does someone go? What I wanted to get into outside of what we did on Facebook,
right.
What I wanted to get into with the meat and potatoes of the podcast is the feedback that I'm getting from the streets. How do you go from fixing and flipping or wholesaling into apartment syndication? So those are the things I'd like, because, again, a lot of the stuff on, you know, what's the difference between the two, I think a lot of people already know. The problem is a lot of people don't know how to make that transition.
That's true. I mean, I'm asking for everyone who, you know, so we got a lot of people who have the money or they have the credit, but they may not be as sophisticated. And, you know, you got all these messages saying fix it and flip it. We got the wholesaling, you know, meetups and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. man. So, mm-hmm. yeah, how would you transition from wholesaling into?
That's a good question. So if you're the money, if you're the limited partner, you're the equity, you know, you're providing the, you know, some of these strategies might be, you know, they might be worth your while.
Right.
I know plenty of guys that still invest in a couple of these fix and flips when these guys bring it to them, because it's a quick way to make 20, 30, 40% on their money, whatever it may be. You know, it's a quick way to earn money, you know, with their money versus it just sitting in the bank.
Right.
You know, but most of them are saying, hey, look, when there's a multifamily deal, let me know, because I'm looking for long-term strategy.
Of course.
You know, I'm not looking for volatility of the fix and flip.
Of course.
So the fix and flip is going to can offer you a quick, you know, cash multiple.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it can also offer, you know, there's also a lot of risk associated with that, and there's more competition.
Right.
So less deals, more competition, more risk, changing markets, you know, things can happen to where you're not really making the money you thought you were by putting the money into an investment, putting those upgrades in, turning around and putting it on the market and trying to sell it. You know, it's a lot of variables that are really short-term variables. Right. You know, interest rates got to be right. People have to be attracted to the home and the neighborhood, so on. So a lot of things have to happen, which are great, and it happens, and people are doing well by it. But there's these investors that say, okay, well, now I'm looking for a much more long-term strategy, and now what do I invest in? And so that's why they look at multifamily for the efficiency of the returns.
Right.
You know, we talk about IRR. What is IRR? It's really, you know, measures the efficiency of the model. So you can promise someone $20,000 returns at the end of 20 years, but each, you know, and offer five different models, but each model may get that $20,000 back at a different period of time.
Right.
So which one is more efficient is where you really start looking at the IRR. So you look at, you know, multifamily because it's multifaceted.
Right.
So less volatility because you're able to have more units. You're able to hide more mistakes. You know, when you're dealing with single family, it's a break-even ratio, one unit vacant. You're 100%, you know, your occupancy is 100% vacancy. Deal with a duplex, you got one vacant unit, you're 50% vacant. You just save 50% by having one more, you know, benefiting from critical mass, one more unit. So the more units you have, the more ability that you have to offset any kind of risks or mistakes that are made on the vacancy side of things. But the efficiency of the investment, the appreciation, again, now we're coming back to all the benefits of multifamily. So it's offering you a multitude of various different ways to grow your wealth and to put that dollar to work. Whereas the flipping is just one strategy. It's
right.
You buy it low, you put improvements in, and you try to benefit from the cash multiple. You're not really benefiting from, you know, the tax deferrals. You're not really benefiting from periodic, passive income on a monthly basis. It's just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am,
right.
Which, again, might be fine for an investor, but most people are going to look for a much more longer term strategy.
Right.
If I got $50,000-$60,000 and someone comes to me and says, hey, I can give you 30% on that, of course I'm going to give them the $30,000, $40,000, you know, the $50,000 and let them go bring me back, you know, 20-30% on that. But I'm also looking at a much more longer term strategy that's going to, you know, help me build wealth and, again, you know, allow me to benefit from, you know, from various different, you know, the strategies of multifamily that I talked about.
So I want to back that up a bit. So, you know, some people, yeah, you know, what I'm seeing is these rooms full of people that have like, you know, they're couples, they have 50, 60,000 and they, you know, okay, yeah, they can invest, but they are going to have to do this themselves. So it's their only 50, 60,000 and they're in this room with somebody telling them fix and flip is the way, and they're about to buy this property. And that's why I'm asking you those questions. It's like, why should I not listen? Because I'm in this room full of hundreds of people and they're telling, oh, this is what you got to do. You buy low and you just took your 50, 60,000 and you bought a fix and flip.
Well, and there may not be anything wrong with that. So let's, then my question would be, if I needed to be the fly on the wall, if they came to me and asked me for advice, then what is your strategy?
Right.
So, okay, you took 60, 50,000, keep the numbers, you know, where I can do it in my head. You took 50,000, you did a fix and flip, you got 30% on that. What's the strategy? See, now the question becomes, what's the strategy?
Correct.
Do you go buy a boat? Do you go on vacation? So the strategy is, okay, well, what if the strategy is, okay, let's do this 3 or 4 times.
Correct.
Take the amount made, the profits.
Right.
And the initial investment, and now roll that into multifamily and buying yourself a quad or an 8-unit or a 20-unit or a 40-unit.
Yeah.
Now you can take that income and then use it to catapult yourself to create passive income.
Perfect.
Now you're getting involved with multifamily. Then you have a model from which you've worked on that you've come to us and you worked on the model. We've taught you how to manage the asset correctly. We've given you the tools and resources. So now you're sophisticated.
Correct.
Now we can talk about syndication.
Perfect.
Because you've got a model.
Perfect.
But you started from flipping.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Absolutely.
But you had a strategy. But if you're just going to continue to flip and flip and flip and flip and flip and then be flipped on.
Correct.
Then there's no strategy there. So then I have a problem with it. But if you're in that room and you're that couple that you talked about, I have no problem with you being in that room. I mean, fixing and flipping is an awesome strategy. You're not going to make it any other way. You're not going to go down the street and give it to Bank of America or Chase and get 20, 30, 40% on return on your investment. So fixing and flipping is a sound strategy if you've partnered with someone that knows what they're doing. But my question then becomes, what do you do with that money?
Right.
Do you go buy a boat? Are you flossing? You buying a car? See, my problem is seeing these cats all over social media jumping in and out of these cars and on these planes, giving a false narrative of what it takes to be sophisticated. That's not sophistication. Me and you have been around multi-millionaires, people worth 30, 40, 50, 60, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Correct.
They're not jumping in and out of Ferraris and Lamborghinis. They're not even having those conversations. No. Those are not even those are material things that bring no value to them. Now they'll jump on their own private plane and go to their own resorts that they've purchased and whatnot, and they have a great lifestyle. But the motivation is not the material things. The motivation is being able to multiply and build wealth and build a legacy for themselves. So that's my only situation or beef that I would have with, you know, the industry of saying this is real estate investing, because number one, it's not. And number two, it's a false narrative to talk about jumping in and out of cars and stuff, jumping in and out of a building that you own with your name on it. showing me passive income. So when you're sleeping at night, you're building wealth. Your kids have something that they can fall back on. Your kids' kids have something they can fall back on. We're talking about generational wealth. That damn Lamborghini is losing value, and that does your children, you know, and it comes and goes quickly. You can buy a Ferrari today, but, you know, where are you in 6 to 9, you know, 9 years with that mentality? You know, so it's just, for me, it's just, you know, it's changing the narrative out there. Absolutely. And we won't be talking about that. I won't be standing in front of a car, whether I own one or not is irrelevant. You know, I won't ever stand in front of it because I'll never give you that false narrative unless the topic of podcasts are fast cars.
That makes
sense, then, man. We'll have that conversation. Yeah. You know, then I'll stand in front and show you that. But this is a real estate podcast, so we're talking about building wealth through real estate. And there, now we can really only talk about, you know, a few strategies, and that's, you know, owning CRE, commercial real estate investments.
That's true.
Building firms.
That's true. We have a secret weapon for all our wholesalers looking to get into multifamily real estate called the Multifamily Matrix. So I'd love for you to tell us more about that. You know, if you're out there wholesaling, why is the Multifamily Matrix beneficial for them? What are the type of resources that they're going to be able to take advantage of? And how can that help them get into multifamily property?
Yeah, you know, without getting too salesy, because this is our podcast for training and education, but the Multifamily Matrix is a place to go to learn. So, I mean, yeah, it was developed by us, myself and you, because, you know, we asked questions for ourselves. Where can we go? What can we do to leave something behind where others won't have to struggle as much? Not everybody's going to benefit from having 15, some 20 years, 2 decades in the multifamily industry like I have.
Right.
You know, I was working as a leasing agent, worked my way through, you know, decades in the industry, gathered a ton of knowledge. Not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody has the opportunity to go take their CCIM or go back to college and get a degree in real estate finance. And so, you know, let's scratch that. Let's just be real. A lot of folks don't have that time. Yeah. So, you know, what's out there? You know, there's platforms out there, real estate platforms, won't name any names, that, you know, talk about a wide variety of real estate topics and do a wonderful job. But we wanted to develop something that was specific to multifamily, multifamily only. I'm not going to be interviewing and talking to anyone about anything other than how to invest in multifamily. Best and use products, services that cater to the industry, you know, best minds that are putting projects together, doing projects, how to raise money, how to manage. That's it. You want to come here and you want to see anything other than multifamily, you're in the wrong spot. The Multifamily Matrix is a place where you're going to come to grow. It's where I think our motto is where, you know, experienced investors started, our successful investors started, and experienced investors grow.
Correct.
You know, so, you know, this is the place where you're going to be able to get your knowledge in finance and underwriting and real estate, you know, property management and asset management. You're going to be able to find all the resources, the tools, spreadsheets, marketing materials, be able to market yourself, websites to be able to help you, content to be able to help you become a better thought leader, maybe at your meetups that you start. You know, these are all the things that I missed. I didn't have. And these were the things that, you know, I didn't have until I partnered with you and coupled with you, that you were able to bring with your digital marketing business and your savvy, you were able to bring to the table. So, you know, this is what we're leaving behind. This is what we're opening. We're opening the door to the possibilities now of owning your own apartment building. No longer can you have excuses. So the Matrix is a lot of things.
That's right.
And a lot of what it's not is being able to accept your excuses from this point on. About why you can't be successful.
Absolutely. No, we brought in everything for you. I mean, we're even interviewing, you know, all the top resources and services from property management software to insurance to finance. No stone has been unturned when it comes to helping you invest in multifamily. And we brought all those tools under one roof, including the expertise of Brian Chavis and also my digital marketing background from my company as well. So, we've got an amazing resource for you. We hope that you take advantage of it. And, you know, keep tuning in to this podcast. We ask that you share it, subscribe to it, and please reach out and ask us questions. We would love to answer your questions. You know, this is not just about us going back and forth. You know, we really want to answer your questions and help you guys be successful. So please reach out to us at brianchavis.com. And Brian, man, thank you as always for being here and blessing us with your knowledge, man. We really appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely. It's great to be here. And I want to leave everybody with one last thing. Please. So my flippers and my wholesalers, it's about understanding how do I get from point A to point B. So I've wholesaled, but now I want to go to the next level. I want to understand how to get involved with the multifamily game. So how do we transition? How do we learn underwriting and financing? How do I develop scripts? Where do I go to get scripts to be able to talk to investors? How do I market to these guys, direct mail pieces, schedule meetings to be able to speak to them and come up with a wide variety of resources? So that's what we're going to be working on, helping you all get from that out of the grind of wholesaling and flipping, and then transitioning into owning apartment assets. So, you know, we call that segment apartment rescue. So Brian Chavis's apartment rescue, be looking out for that. You know, the logo hasn't been created yet. Nate's working on it, but look for that build out, because that's going to be the place that's really going to specifically talk to those individuals so we can help them transition into the multifamily industry. But all in all, everything will be located within the multifamily matrix.
Absolutely. Brian, thank you so much for being here, man, and look forward to speaking with you next week, brother.
Yes, sir. All right.